Is this all that there is to it? Travel the world of Lothric and find all these wayward lords of Cinder, all to just be christened with their remains over my head? Tell me, Firekeeper, is this the duty that is meant for us unkindled? No, I don't wish to forsake my duty. To be honest, it's all I have left. It's all I've really known ever since I was awakened by the bell. Can we sit? Thank you, Keeper. Let's just sit together here and watch the bonfire. I need to process what it feels like now that I am the heir of fire, I suppose. No, I'm fine, but now that I've achieved my duty of finding the lords, I feel just, I don't know, Firekeeper, I feel empty. More so than perhaps any undead would be able to feel. I mean, I don't remember much of anything about my life before I was awakened by the bell. Just flashes, really. Memory of a boy crying in the rain, maybe? A woman scolding someone? I can't really remember. The only memory, at least, of the past that's still vivid is just a pain of burning. But maybe that's just my old memory of when I tried to link the fire the first time and why it became an unkindled. No, it's all right. I'm just nervous, I suppose, now that we're so close to the end of this journey. When I first came here to the shrine, all I had was, well, the handmaiden there, and Andre, and, well, you, I suppose. But for you, it was just that, wasn't it? It was just your duty as the Firekeeper to help any champion who would come to fulfill their duty, I'm assuming. Yeah, I suppose you're true in that. But as I traveled Lothric, I started to feel a sense of familiarity here in Firelink. And after a while, I started to cherish the times I would be able to return here. If, of course, only just to hear you say, "Welcome home, Ashen One." Call me foolish, I suppose. But you know, Firekeeper, the only thing that's been constant in all this time here, wandering around through Lothric, fighting the undead, slaying these dragons lost through time, the only thing that, honestly, I've been able to have constant is you. Every time I return here with my wounds or just wishing to speak with you, just sitting together in silence watching the bonfire, you'd always be there. Even you would just, I suppose, be obligated to just help me increase my strength through your power. Yes. Even when I perhaps foolishly accepted my own nature as an undead and felt myself hollowing every time I would die and then come back, somehow you'd be the only one there to help keep me focused on my duty. But time I returned, I felt less compelled to want to fulfill this. I merely only wanted to just come back and be able to hear your voice again. Even if it was simply just calling me Ashen One, not my name. But then I found that place beyond the King's Garden. I don't know what manner of lunacy he fell to, but whatever he did caused some sort of trap in time. I found that place that was very much like our own Firelink here. And I don't know what it was. It was covered by endless darkness. And yet it was somehow soothing and calming to be in that darkness. I couldn't tell, though, if that was the past or if that was the future of what happens at the end of this, but I knew I had to make sure to find anything that was there. And you helped me so much, and that's when I found those eyes. And yes, I'm sorry if my gift to repay all that you've done for me might have caused you discomfort, Firekeeper, but I felt I needed to give you something for all that you've given me, aiding me throughout this journey, making me stronger with your gifts. I know, but when you asked me, when I gave you those eyes, when you asked me to kill you if I didn't wish for a world without fire, something in my heart just sank. It felt like a deep burden to me. I don't know what it was. And I don't wish to do that. Yes, I understand it'll be our private affair, and it still is. I haven't told anyone about what we're planning to do with the flame, but in a way, I'm not so sure anymore. I mean, how many times will the first flame need to be rekindled again? And look at us, the world around us, it's just collapsing unto itself, one after another. I've even traveled all that time in those painted worlds, seeing how they do it in, like, our world here. Burning the painting to ash, and then painting a new one, and then letting it burn again. But for us, we're stuck here in this stagnancy. What is it? What is it about this curse that constantly keeps reminding itself to us? Thank you, Firekeeper. When you hold my hand like that, I feel like the world is at least somewhat worth trying to save. But if I have to choose this, to link the flame or let it fade into nothing, I would rather at least know that I can hear your voice again after it's all done. Was that some sort of farewell kiss, perhaps? All this time, no, I've come to care a great deal about you. I don't really know what will await me at the end of this. I mean, if I do choose to link the fire, I might not see you again. At least until the bell tolls and calls me back for whatever time that another Lord of Cinder will be needed. Is that my fate at the end of all this? To burn myself on the pyre, and then to be cold again by my next replacement? How many more times will it going to be calling me? I don't want that, Keeper, I don't. The cycle must end somehow. Perhaps I suppose we can help remind each other that we're more than just undead, more than just a fire keeper, and more than just an enkindled ash, unworthy to ignite the flame. Come, find a nice nook here. None can see us. Your pale hair has always been alluring to me, Firekeeper. No. It's all right. Just here, let me take off your blindfold here. I wish to see you. The eyes I gave you, so you can see me. I can see it in there. A soft, faint light. Not like the flame, but something different. A much gentler light. It's all right, Firekeeper, I'm here for you. I know you say that it would be a grand betrayal, but what sort of loyalty is there to a world that would treat us like nothing more than its pawns? It's just you and me here. If that comes to it, here, let me just take this off. No, it's all right. Funny, isn't it? I can feel the humanity writhing under your skin, but I fear it not. And you're touching my dark sign there on my heart. All this time, I thought it would just be its own curse, but as long as I can feel your warmth, I'll be able to fight, even beyond the end. Now just look at me. I think you're probably a much fiercer opponent than any of the Lords of Cinder were. Shh, not so loud. Andre might hear you. I knew you were always supple under that dress. I just didn't think you'd look so beautiful under it. I think I'm about to cast Soul Spear for you. No, it's all right. I feel fine. We just hold you here. I don't think anyone hurt us, but if this is the only time that we have together, then I don't care if they do. Yes, I suppose. Just one last time, though, before you put it back on. Let me look at you once more. Yes, Yes, may the flame guide me. But if the flame guides me, though, may it watch over you too, beloved Firekeeper. I just hope, though, that I can return home to you again, and you can greet me like you always do, with that smile on your face. The first flame. And there you are, Lord of Cinder. Very well. The cycle is to end here. Then let it begin. And hopefully, I will find a way to end this once and for all. And I can hear her voice once more. Come then.